sharing or being myself. I'm using these two words like as the same. One time I was a man and I was living alone in front of a big, big river. The little house was almost touching the river, or still based on the kind of soft area, soft space between the hard earth, like the real earth, let's say, and the river. So really, really close to this big, big river. It was so much wisdom, or how to say, like everything around was known, like deeply known. All the plants, the sky, the water, the air, the animals, the rocks, the air, flowers, insects, everything. Deeply knowing everything. And at the same time was this sense of not being able to share that. Not only because not many people were around, but also because as if I didn't know how to share that, as if my language had nothing to do with the language that was used around. So the normal thing to say would be like this feeling great aloneness, being alone. I don't remember this aloneness, like I don't remember a heavy feeling of aloneness, but I do remember this sense of like big thing missing, or just not being able to express something that was the thing, like that was everything. So a sense of like being kind of a someone from out of space somehow, and knowing the things, and imagine people asking, so which is this color, you know, and knowing that this is blue, yeah, and not being able to say blue. Mm-hmm. So in a way it was just a little detail, you know. Everything was known. Happiness was there. Calmness was there. But this little detail, let's say, was missing. And that little detail is huge. The ability to share. The ability to be able to say blue to what is blue. You remember, you have ever seen a child when it starts to try to speak, you know, it's like so much movement in the mouth and the words are not coming, you know, or to guess what the poor child is saying is kind of an adventure, you know. So really like child is like you see, you know, all the best trying and the adults like you know. And usually the mom says, he means, you know, and it's like, of course, you know, but definitely not one was guessing, you know, at all, usually. So this hand, you see the sweetness of the child, like, you know, making those faces, and from the adult world, like, having no clue what that poor thing is trying to say, you know. So this kind of feeling. Small thing, huge thing, all at the same time. So what means this sharing and why this sharing is so important? This sharing doesn't need to be or has nothing to do in a way with teaching or giving advice or saying how things are or these kind of things. But more like a way of being with, you know. It's a way of being connected to that same language, we could say. Could be the small and huge distance between this inner world, like, and getting to know all the cables in this inner world and the outside world, the everyday life. Some people call it real life. Let's see if it's real or not real, you know. But this connection, so this share has to do with this plugging in to what is, like, this deep knowing and the connection with that, between that and what is around, you know. It is important to eat the apple, like, not only, it's not enough, let's say, to see that there is an apple on the table. You know, usually we have to eat it to be nourished by the apple. You know, so kind of same relationship, let's say. This sharing, I feel this sharing like little bit like a tree. You know, the tree is happily, calmly, nicely rooted to the earth. And the easy, you know, feels so natural to be rooted to the earth, but then it seems to be a huge energy going upwards, you know, that is the sap of the tree, which gives life to the tree, is going, let's say, against the gravity, you know, that is the tree, which it seems like nothing is happening, the tree is there, but then this, what makes the tree possible is this kind of against, this going upwards, you know, against the gravity. It's not enough to have good roots, but also this upwards, this opening, this yes. So this sharing could be also, could be said like sharing is, or could be a way, you know, a way to be myself, to find this sharing, where it would be to find a way to be myself, to be myself in what is, not as a something separate, limited, out of. To find a way to be myself. There is a poem that I would like to read, but since my English is not the best, so I ask Jaya if she can read with this nice American accent. Can you see, Babu?
The journey. One day you finally knew what you had to do and began. Though the voices around you kept shouting their bad advice. Though the whole house began to tremble and you felt the old tug at your ankles. Mend my life, each voice cried. But you didn't stop. You knew what you had to do, though the wind pried with its stiff fingers at the very foundations, though their melancholy was terrible. It was already late enough, and a wild night. And the road full of fallen branches and stones. But little by little, as you left their voices behind, the stars began to burn through the sheets of clouds, and there was a new voice, which you slowly recognized as your own, that kept you company as you strode deeper and deeper into the world, determined to do the only thing you could do, determined to save the only life you could save.
She says, one day you finally knew what you had to do and began. Though the voices around you kept shouting. So I feel many of us just feel that. We could say all of us can feel, sense this glimpse of, I know what to do. I finally know what I have to do. And probably all of us also know that this falling into this realization, let's say, falling into this knowing, I know finally what I have to do. Also, we know that many times this is not enough to actually do what I know I have to do. So there is the moment of falling into this, I know, finally, I know what I have to do. And that doesn't need to be something specific, but just like, I know what is life about, you know. What is all this about? You know? I see some way, you know. But from that seeing to the actually starting doing what I know I have to do, usually there is a distance. So the first seeing is a kind of a seeing that is not rooted. Totally, like it's a seeing without trust. You know, there is the seeing, the suddenly seeing, and there is the, well, maybe, you know, not exactly like this. You know, well, maybe there is another way I can go. You know, well, probably it didn't mean right now to start. You know, or I guess not fully. You know, I guess just let's keep something in the pocket. You know. So there is this seeing without trust. So there is the seeing, clear seeing, but as if the cells are not ready to drink that seeing, that clarity. You know, we see, we know we see, but something in us is not ready to fully say yes to that, to fully drink that, to say, yes, I'm going to do what I know I have to do. The moment where trust comes in, when it says like, okay, yeah, I'm tired of hearing, of falling into this place, I'm going to try. Then it really feels like all the monsters, let's say, all the monsters come and like catch you, you know, like, hey, wait a second, you know, I was the protagonist. Exist this word? Mm-hmm. Okay. The protagonist here, no? Don't kick me away, you know. Like, all the voices of doubt, you know, voices of like, you must be the way everyone is expecting you to be, you know. You have to remember that you learn how to behave, you know. You have to remember that you went to school and you're supposed to do, you know, you're supposed to be good. Be good, you know, have this good career and then this, you know, house, family, car, these kind of things, you know. And in the beginning, that is very, very, very strong, that really is there, you know, holding you, you know, keeping you, they say, you know, and I remember when I was expressing some of my experiences to my mom, like, what a thing. It's not always safe, so just do it if you feel there is a chance, but otherwise just, you know, write it in a notepad or call a friend or, you know, speak with a tree, you know. And I remember she's very nice and amazingly supportive, huh? But she was always say like, I think you have to keep your feet on the earth. You know, like, I don't know, like, you know, maybe if you study some more, you know, then you will feel good, you know, and you will feel, and I did try, which was even worse than not trying, because then I said, okay, if you say that, I will be more happy if I would take, like, you know, this higher grade, kind of. Then, okay, I tried this, you know, like, so I tried, and then was much worse because then I put myself into this studying thing, and then grades were high, and then happens that no one ever believed me anymore, you know. Like, then they knew I was not, like, stupid, you know. And then they were like much better than before, because then they were saying like, now we know you can do good, so like, kind of don't play with us, kind of. Like, now we are not passing you, like, if you don't have the right grade, which always was the case. I was always somehow passing, but not really, like, more than the needed five. All those voices, you know, this is not for you, you should not have, do this movement, this is too crazy. This is there. This is there today, probably this will be there more strongly tomorrow, you know. Now we all agree that we are kind of crazy, you know. We all agree it's okay to be crazy here. Let's see tomorrow when we go down to Ripoll. If the people on the street also agree with that or not. You know. But you didn't stop. But you didn't stop. The pulling down is there. Don't do that. Don't be that crazy is there. But you didn't stop. You could say you couldn't stop. Otherwise you would stop. You didn't stop. was not easy, you know, it was windy, it was cold, it was difficult. But you didn't stop. In this not stopping, there was melancholy. Melancholy?
Melancholy.
Uy, oh. Melancholy. Melancholy. Was melancholy. And that was terrible. It doesn't like what soft kind of sadness, it was melancholy, like terrible. I remember this time really not knowing where I was going. Really not knowing. But knowing that I was going, no matter what. And feeling almost like energetically, like something like leaving something behind, like as if I was leaving my leg behind or something like that, you know. Really leaving something behind. And I remember this tendency of not wanting to leave anything behind, you know. I want to go towards what is new, but I don't want to leave anything behind. This is too painful, you know. My leg, I prefer to have it with me, you know. So leaving something behind. One thing that helped was to write a letter to everything that I was leaving behind. So that the painful leaving behind will become an act of gratitude of that which had been there, helping me to go forward, you know. So writing a letter to those friends with whom I was not matching anymore, you know, somehow, suddenly, to go drink beer was not the most fun thing in the world, you know. So there was the beer, but also was the love for that people with whom I lived, like, so many things, you know, so many, like so much laugh and you know and joy and just crazy things, you know. Too much crazy. But really, really love behind, you know. So writing a letter to that which needs to be left behind. Not because it's bad. But just because it seems to be stealing somehow our time and our energy to go forwards. Or just because the way life seems to work is that it asks us to open space for what is new to come. You know, it doesn't let us to hold onto many things. Maybe that's why we only have 2 hands and not 20. It doesn't let us, you know. It asks us to let go of something to be open to the new. And sometimes that brings tears, you know. A letter to what helped us, a letter to what had been our company, to what made us possible the way we are right now, with the longing that we have now. There is a saying in Spanish that says, like, we prefer the bad, which is the bad that is known, than the good to know, you know. Everything was falling. I was tired of that which is old. Big sadness, alone. But little by little, says, little by little. And then that seems a huge sentence, just little by little. Slowly, slowly, as you know, you start hearing some voices, you know. was a space for a new voice to come in. Slowly, slowly, it says, like, you started seeing these stars on the sky. Before, it was not possible. It was really, like, not knowing where I'm going, you know. But slowly, slowly, they were kind of reference points. You know, maybe other friends, maybe books, maybe some inner experiences. Like, many things started to speak kind of in a symphony, like saying, like, little, like, you know, to speak about this other possibility, you know. First nothing, then slowly, slowly, these little stars, these little voices are starting to speak. Yes, it's possible, there is another way. And you recognize that those lights, those voices, were your own voice, actually. Starting to recognize that which you wish the most, even though it feels total and it feels totally my wish, you know, totally genuine, actually it is in everyone's heart. More covered, less covered, it is there. And seeing that can give a reference, can help us to say, maybe it's not that crazy. Maybe we all have this longing. Maybe I can go ahead with that. And recognizing that, there is a sense of being with, a sense of not being alone. Not being alone. Remember this coming out of these years and years and centuries of being alone, just being alone. Just really feeling like I was speaking a language like that no one was understanding. And this slowly, slowly feeling the company, feeling, you know, that we can understand each other, that we are in the same movement. This company, call it trust also, or call it God, this sense that we are not alone. We are not left alone with the shower light opening the path, you know. That there is help, that we can ask for this help, that we can tune into this help, we can call it, can be open to. That is a moment of release, a moment of, I'm allowed to be myself. Or in other words, I'm not the only crazy one. Little by little, slowly, slowly. Many times I feel that out of fear, we catch things too soon, you know? We get stuck to things too soon. Little bit the sense of, like, we are in a train station and then our train, we feel that our train is coming around 5, you know, but we are there at 2 o'clock and then at 2:10 a train passes and we catch that train, you know. We catch the 2:10 train, you know. Ole. We know that our train is at 5 o'clock. But it's as if we cannot handle this, you know, this being without a train, you know. So we catch that. And that leads somewhere, you know, that train leads us somewhere. And it will be also good, you know. It will also be okay, you know. But our trend is a 5 o'clock trend. But I think this is, I see this all the time, you know. Many times it happens in relationships, you know. We are dying to find, how you say, la alma gemela, how you say?
This
is soulmate, you know, everyone looking for the soul. So, and we meet someone, you know, and in the first half minute we know that it is not your soulmate. But it's clear, you know, just clear, simple, you know. But, you know, in that moment there is the doubt, but when you meet this other person, but maybe my soulmate will never come, so I better catch this guy, you know. And then we find out that that guy is going to Girona, and we want to go to Barcelona. And nothing happens, you know. Eventually we find out that we are in Girona, and hopefully we enjoy the beach for a while around, and then we wait for another train to Barcelona. It's not a big thing, it's not a problem in itself, but I do feel like, really, how many times out of fear we know, our intuition tells, just wait, you know, just wait, it will come, you know. And at the same time, we don't have the courage to wait. So, in other words, we keep accepting life in gray color, you know, or we keep accepting half life, let's say. We know that totality is for us. We fall into this place, you know. One day you finally know what you have to do. Yeah? But that is so big, or maybe we don't have that many examples of people around who said yes to life, you know. So that feels so big that we keep, even though our experience is like, I know what I have to do, we keep on, every time something appears, some possibility, some chance appears, we keep on saying, well, maybe that which I know is not totally for me, you know. Maybe I have to accept that my life is crap, you know, this kind of thing. You know, I will never, you know, that dream of, you know, living that or... it's not actually for me, you know, maybe my neighbor, but not for me, you know. And this is selling life, in a way, you know. This is accepting to not be. And again, I repeat, like, it's no problem in going to Girona. It's no problem. But it is important to keep touch with that which you know. So you can be going around in Girona, but something in you will be actually waiting still for the chance to go to Barcelona. And it's important to keep connected to that, to remind that. So you finally do the only thing you could do. Rilke says, well, this is Mary Oliver, but Rilke, another good friend, little dead, but friend, says, do that without which you cannot live. Do that without which you cannot live. Am I making sense, like in the English terms?
No.
Okay. No?
No.
Okay.
Can you say it again?
Okay, good, good, good. Do that without which thing you cannot live. Yeah? The young poet asks to Rilke, do you really think that my way is to write poetry? Since that the poor poet was not very good, but Rilke was compassionate, and said, he luckily didn't get into, you are very good in writing poetry, because he would be basically lying, but he said, kind of, can you live without writing poetry? No. Then do that, you know. Do that without which you cannot live. So what is this, you know, without which I cannot live? Keeping perhaps the question alive, you know. It is important to keep the question alive, not till the question finds answer, because this doesn't seem to happen much, you know, but till the question dissolves. Till there is no energy left for questioning. Which means till we find our place. And then everything makes sense. Even if we don't know how to explain it. You know, not that it's not like, you know, suddenly how to explain that the sun comes through this way because blah, blah, blah. But everything seems to sit in its place. And it seems totally obvious that that had been like this forever and is like this forever. And it will be. It seems totally obvious. Without answer, but without question, just a total rest in what is. Perhaps keeping on this questioning, having as a thermometer not only the feeling realm, not only what we feel, if I feel good, bad, you know, this, that, but with this intention to go lower, to go below and below and below. In this way of going below, below, or below, in a way, I mean, like, not only having the only, not letting be the only guide, the emotional realm, which will always be kind of, now yes, now not, now yes, now not, you know, now black, now white, you know, like this. But with this below, 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 where the world of ideas somehow have no access. No, it's not that we kick them out, but it just... no access to that world. When we go below the emotions, which I would say is the world we know, is the world we know, is the world we are good in, the world we play with, you know. When we go below that, it really feels that the world stops. Like it really feels that I lost myself. Or that I have no clue anymore of what is good and what is bad, you know. And that is a scary place, to lose track of what is good, what is bad. It's as if we fall into a space where the scale seems to not work anymore, where we don't have a clear reference point from where to look things, you know. A place where we are left basically with our heart. Not the emotional heart, but our heart. Could be scary to fall into that place. And could be especially difficult and tricky, I would say, to get beyond that when the theme is something good, you know, when the theme is, for example, a social work or something that everyone would agree that is good. That is good and you should do that because this is good. And not only this is good, but by the fact of doing that, you know that you are put up and people put you up. So you feel good because you are up. Tricky, Mickey. Tricky, Mickey. It is really a hard one. So it could be very, very, very interesting to peel, to keep on peeling the carrot, you know. You know, and the carrot, you have this peeling thing, which I never had here. Like, I only saw this traveling around here. Like, I never had at home when I was small. So you peel and it feels like such a thin layer, you know. So nice, you know. It's such a thin layer, but actually if you keep on doing that, you are left without carrot, you know. So, to keep peeling the carrot, you know, slowly, slowly. To question deeper and deeper, to go below that which we think is good. Below that, that we are absolutely sure that is good, because everyone agrees that is good. And that doesn't mean that we have to stop doing any social work or things like that, but really question from where are we doing that, you know? What is the motivation behind? What is the motivation behind? I'm tired of seeing. I was a Catholic nun for a while. And of course, like Jesus say, you know, like, be nice to people, do good, you know. So there we go, like all this collection of nuns trying to be nice to people and be good. And I went like, okay, let's do that, you know. South America and things like that, places like that, to try to be nice, do good, you know. And it was terrifying again and again to see those people trying to be nice and be good. They were, I'm not going to say the word, but was no Jews there. Más poetic, no? Was no Jews there. Was no Jews there. Was dry. They had to be to do good because they're supposed to be following that book. And that book says that you have to be good. Terrible. There are some very, very sad people around doing too much good. So it could be really, really interesting to see from where that comes. That didn't leave me indifferent, you know. I couldn't stay there. I loved what I was doing. I was going with a donkey everywhere. I just loved that. Like, really with the people, and really, like, really nice. I have very good memories of that time. But it was just like, I couldn't put together, you know, those sad people doing good. what did, you know, that comes from idea, not really from the simply doing. So that, you know, I couldn't stay there. I would love to stay there, but I just couldn't, you know. It was a big question. So that big, that then I went around just trying to find happy nuns. And honestly, in each community it would be like one real nun. The rest? Oh my God, you know. Oh my God. That made me question, you know, and how tricky that is. When I left the community, I felt like the entire world was agreeing that I was doing the most terrible thing in the world, to leave the community.
How long did you stay there for?
In one year as an active nun and 1 year as a contemplative nun. I think that was the more critical, like honestly, point in my life. I felt the entire world was agreeing that I was doing the worst thing to go. And me, myself, also. I felt I have to fly. I didn't know where, I didn't know how. I have to fly. They are cutting my wings. I have to fly. So I went with my around 10 euro in the pocket. Because they are very nice, but not when it comes to money. they happily accepted everything I had when I came in, but they happily let me go with 10 euro in the pocket. Jesus wants that. This is the path. You know. I was just feeling that cannot be the last word, you know. It cannot come together, this lack of joy, and then believing that we are the best, you know. It cannot come. And also it didn't match when I was just praying with the name of Jesus. It didn't match at all. Every time the word Jesus will come for me was, I would feel like jumping up and down. So happy, you know. So like, yes. And at the same time, all there kind of looking down, praying, passing the time. How can this be, you know? So to have the courage to go below that, to not stuck in what is accepted as good, you know, to not sell your life, to not say yes to this approximate life, to say yes. Go out the door, nothing in the pocket, but the whole earth and the whole sky. And from nowhere, exactly nowhere, everything came, everything. Sometimes this coming out of the ideas world could be to simply come back to what is. It feels that it's the experience of many that we come to meet God, let's say, through nature when we are small. When the question of who is God is not that much there, you know. So we are just like, we could come to this state of being amazed of, wow, you know. Sometimes with the kids it's fun to see the sky, you know. You have to say, close the mouth. It's just like, you know. When there is not a question behind, you know, who is God, you know. It's just like, wow. Bird, Jemadidi bird, tare, tare, star. Then we get complicated. Somehow we lose track, and then we want to keep up, we want to recuperate this track. Then we hear of meditation and things like that. Even though it feels somehow totally necessary to go through this process of finding track and keeping with the track, let's say. Even though it seems totally necessary, still I feel is a complicated way to go to what is simple. So it is important to find track, to keep on with the track. I feel like a time of kind of making things complicated. Fun, very fun, to think about things, to find out, to reflect on, to write, to discuss with friends, you know. Fun, 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 fun. Thinking that I know, that I'm sure of that. After death, for sure this happens, you know. I remember, full on with these kind of things. And there is a moment when we can relax about that also. There is a moment when we need to see, we need to say, this is blue, you know. This is God. This is God. Everything is God. Don't you see? Everything is God. You are God. I'm God. Everything is God. There is a time of needing to express that. It's so total. Everything is God. And there is a time also when saying that, it just feels the stupidest thing to say. Because it's so obvious. It's like, I don't know, pointing to this wall and saying, it's made out of rock, you know. Made out of stone, don't you see, you know. What do you think about that? Stone or not stone? You know? Let's write a book about stone. You know? Let's understand it, the essence of the wall. Stone. This is a time where things relax, where we can come back home with a kind of certainty that there is nothing to lose, that we don't need to gain anything and that there is nothing to lose. It's a time of coming back to calling things by its name. Not like before, only seeing the name of the thing, the description of the thing, the surface of the thing, but in a total new, different way, where we can say blue, and blue is blue. This blue is blue. It contains everything. But we don't need to say it contains everything. That's the funny thing. By saying blue, it says everything. You coming back to this place where nothing is special. And I'm not special. And at the same time, everything is absolutely unique, magically unique. So much that trying to say it would be like kind of disturbing it or just like going against that. So a time where questions can dissolve, where we can rest, where we find home, where we finally accept, finally embrace that I can do the only thing I can do, the only thing I do. Not more, not less. May we have the courage to go against gravity, upwards. May we find the soft track that can bring us from what is boring to what is alive. May we don't say yes to be only half alive, but wait for the right trend to go with. To say yes to that which we know is what wants the biggest yes.